Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. Today, I want to share some of my best attraction marketing hacks for network marketers. These are tips for network marketers who want to leverage attraction marketing to grow their business. This is how I build my business. I've been doing this more than 10 years now with the content marketing and attraction marketing. It works very well. And what attraction marketing is, it's the process of branding yourself by picking a target market and creating content that educates, teaches, and entertains people in your target market. As an example, if you focus on weight loss, your target market would be weight loss. You would create articles, podcasts, videos, social media posts with educational and entertaining content about weight loss. And as a result, people would start to like you, know you, and trust you. And some of those people who see your content would want to reach out to you. That's what attraction marketing is. It works. It does take time to build up a following, but if you stick with it, if you pick a good niche, a good target market, you create some good content and you do it consistently, I know it will work for you. So I'm going to share 7 hacks that will help you do this successfully in your business. The first one is personal branding. What you want to do is do not brand your company. Whatever company you're in, that's not important. Remember, people join people. They don't join businesses. They don't join companies. You are your own brand. So make sure in your videos, you're branding yourself, not the company that you're in and not the company that you're promoting. Next, we have content variety. Where a lot of people mess up is they only create one type of content. What I like to personally do, I like to create articles. I like to create PowerPoint slides. I like to create videos, podcasts. The reason I do the different types of content is certain types of content resonates with certain people. Some people love videos. Some people like to read in an article. Other people want to listen to it in a podcast. And what's great is you can repurpose your content. You can turn a video into an article by transcribing it. You can also turn it into a podcast by stripping the audio out of it. You can then turn it into a PowerPoint presentation. So you've turned one piece of content into 3 or 4, which is great. Next, we have professional social media profiles. As you're doing attraction marketing, people are going to come and check out your profile, whether it's Facebook, whether it's YouTube. You want it to look professional. You do not want to have pictures of your cat or your dog all over your profile. You want it to look like a business person. You want to look like the brand that you're trying to brand yourself as. If you don't come across as a professional, people just aren't going to take you seriously. So make sure your social media profiles are up to date. Next, you want to leverage other influencers. There's lots of influencers in every niche that you could imagine, whether it's dogs, whether it's essential oils, whether it's skincare, whether it's legal services, whether it's the military, whether it's financial services. Find some influencers in your niche and leverage their audience. Reach out to them. Start to form a relationship with them. See if you can do some type of paid advertising with them. Talk to them about what it is you're doing. It might be a good income stream for them in their business. Next, you want to engage in comments. As people comment on your Facebook posts, your YouTube videos, your blog articles, your podcast, you want to reply to people. This shows people that you're active. It shows people that you care about your audience, that you're involved, that you're engaged. So do that whenever possible. What I like to do each day, I spend about 2 minutes. I go to YouTube and I approve and reply any comments from the previous day. And I just do that every day. Next, you have automated emails. This is a good hack. So as you're doing personal branding, as you're doing attraction marketing and content marketing, you want to send people to a capture page. If you want to know what a capture page is, go to my website right there, newinternetbiz.com. That's an example capture page. What happens is when people go to your capture page and they type in their email and their name, they get added to your email list and they start getting your automated emails. Whatever you can automate in your business, you should. Automated emails make me a lot of money. They'll make you a lot of money if you focus on building your list and you provide good value in your emails and you stay in touch often. Finally, we have testimonials and stories. Whenever possible, try to tell a story to get your main point across. People love stories. Also, testimonials are great about your product, your service, or your opportunity. People are going to typically believe your customer a lot more than they are you with what you're selling. So if you have some happy customers, get some testimonials from them and share those on social media whenever possible. If you're not using attraction marketing, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. Yes, you can do other strategies as well. But remember, people join people. People join people that they like, know, and trust. You are your own brand. Get your name out there. Position yourself as an expert. Position yourself as someone who is serious about their network marketing business. And what's going to happen is people are going to reach out to you and they're going to want to work with you because they like, know, trust, and respect you. And that is where the magic happens in this industry. I hope you got some value out of today's training. As a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. I do post new content every day, so make sure you check back on my channel often. Also, in the description box below this training, I have links and resources that will help you level up your business. I hope you got some value. I appreciate you stopping by today. I'll see you on the other side.